For those living in rural areas, smaller towns, and even some urban centers, grocery store options can be slim or too far away. There have been a lot of businesses trying to fill that gap over the years with varying levels of success. But recently, one chain in particular has been rising to the top by filling that need, and that's Dollar General.
There are now more than 13,000 Dollar General locations throughout the nation, with more on the way. Here in Wisconsin, we have 126 locations. Compare that to the 99 Walmarts we have here. And many stores are located in towns where not even the big box store would go.
Joining us now to look at the chain's rise is Dee Warmath. She's an assistant professor in the College of Family and Consumer Sciences at the University of Georgia. She's a former professor in the School of Human Ecology at UW-Madison. Dee, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
The last time you joined us, we talked about the number of big box stores closing locations and even filing for bankruptcy, and we're continuing to see that trend, but Dollar General seems to be hitting a stride and even thriving. I'm wondering, how is Dollar General so different from those other stores?
Well, I think Dollar General sort of aims differently in terms of its understanding of the consumer and the nature of the needs it wants to serve. And I think that it's also doing something that needs to happen in this age, especially with the shift toward online, in terms of what Robin Lewis calls the preemptive distribution, putting their stores in the path of consumers and making it convenient and overcoming some of the barriers that exist today to shopping brick and mortar.
People think of Walmarts as being ubiquitous, but as we said, Dollar Generals are all over, and there are more Dollar Generals than Walmarts in many states, including Wisconsin. You know, what is it about their model that is allowing for that kind of growth?
Well, I think that the word that I would use to describe Dollar General is how focused they are. They understand the customers they serve and the needs they have, and they have small footprint stores. I even read they're experimenting with 3,600 square foot stores. And that wouldn't even be a department inside a Walmart store because their stores are so huge. And even though Walmart has their neighborhood store strategy, it's not that small. And I think that their ability to be flexible and focused on the needs of a particular area are allowing them to find locations that make sense for the customers they seek to serve, the customer needs they seek to serve, and what it takes to put a store in a given location.
For people who haven't shopped at a Dollar General store, it might be hard to kind of picture what we're talking about. What kind of items do they carry and what do they not have?
Well, I think that the Dollar General stores have, I think they have somewhat of a unique merchandising strategy in terms of, you know, trying to find, on the one hand, products that have been described as leftovers from other types of stores. And it, in some ways, it could look a little bit like a drugstore, like a Walgreens or a CVS. On the other hand, Dollar General does have more of their own private label. They have this in the Better For You food categories, and they also are working on some things in the beauty category to try to bring those experiences and those categories to their consumers at a lower price point. But it's, so their strategy is to follow the consumer need, but to also find items in the marketplace that they could bring into their store at a lower price for consumers.
Well, and there has to be something to the economies of scale that they're able to take advantage of, because certainly we saw that a couple decades ago where large bookstores were really challenging for the local independent booksellers who could not get the same prices from a publisher, and so were really struggling. Then we saw it with Walmarts and other large stores in that line that were making it hard for, say, local grocery stores or local hardware stores. And so are we seeing that same type of dynamic with how Dollar General can buy compared to how, say, a locally owned grocery store can?
No, absolutely. I mean, just the size. What is it? I think I read $24 billion that they're up to in sales. And you think about the power that offers and what that allows them to do in terms of figuring out what product to put into what stores. To me, the unique thing about Dollar General versus those stories, the large bookstore or the Walmarts coming into the community, is the small footprint of a Dollar General. So while it has this enormous buying power and all of this capacity and capability behind it, it's still a relatively small store where you can get to know the manager and you can get to know some of the people in it. Not exactly like a mom and pop, but it doesn't feel like walking into a cavernous warehouse.
We're talking with Dee Warmath right now. She's an assistant professor in the College of Family and Consumer Sciences at the University of Georgia. And we're talking about the Dollar General chain and how it has reshaped and will probably continue to reshape the landscape of retail shopping, especially in rural areas. And one of the things, Dee, that I think is really interesting is that there are people who lost what they had for local shopping, and Dollar General can be a real lifesaver in being able to get basic groceries or, you know, pick up light bulbs, things like that, close to home instead of having to drive maybe, you know, 20, 30 miles or more. Tell us about the positives of a chain like this coming into a community.
Well, I think that the if you think about Dollar General and how they describe themselves, they want to meet the customer's needs for everyday low prices on items they use and replenish most often. So they want to be there for those consumers. And, you know, Marshall Cohen of the NPD Group said that they have done the best job of changing with the customer of any retail store that's out there and recognizing what those needs are. And so both in their retail strategy and their merchandising strategy and their pricing strategy, and even now in their digital strategy, it feels like they want to understand their consumer. And they're not aiming at the sexiest needs or the sexiest consumers. A lot of people wouldn't want to deal with these more fundamental purchases and fundamental needs that people have. And Dollar General is recognizing that's where people spend a lot of their money. And those are the things, like they said, that they have to replenish and need all the time. And so I think that they've really honed in on something that that obviously is an important area of the market.
James on Facebook said that there's both a Piggly Wiggly and a Family Dollar at about 4 miles from him. Otherwise, larger options are in the county seat, which is about 20 minutes away. So there is a convenience factor. What about their hours? I mean, often those smaller, locally owned grocery stores or shops are maybe closed on Sunday or maybe closed at 7 or 8 in the evening. How does Dollar General compare in those ways?
I'm not sure how Dollar General does their hours, and I'm also not sure whether that varies from store to store or market to market. The typical hours are 8 to 10, and so that does give more flexibility. It can accommodate more work schedules. I'm not sure if that's the case across the country or not in there. And I think that Dollar General does recognize the convenience aspect and the convenience need of their consumers. But I think that they're also clearly speaking to consumers that, you know, may have been left behind in the recovery or are caught up in some of the income inequality. You certainly read that a lot when you read about Dollar General. But I think it's also this trend toward frugality and on saving money on certain things in life to perhaps have more money for things that matter more to you in life. And so I think that there are a lot of dynamics that are bringing consumers to them, with convenience being one.
Amanda on Facebook said that Dollar General is nice to have when it's 8 p.m. and you need an inexpensive option for diapers or medicine or something you may have forgotten at the grocery store you just drove 15 or 20 minutes home from. And so it does feel like there is a need that it's filling in some communities. But what about those communities, Dee, where there is already a locally owned grocery store, maybe a fairly healthy downtown, maybe Main Street? What impact can the arrival of Dollar General or a store like it have on those communities?
Well, I think it varies a lot in terms of the relationship that mom and pop has been able to have with its community and how it served that community in the past. You think about the stories when Walmart entered certain locations. There were some locations where Walmart just wasn't successful because the community was so dedicated to the mom-and-pop store. There are other stories about how, a Walmart or another store went in, and they ended up, because they could serve the community better, they ended up winning out in that community.
And what do we know about how money is circulated when it's spent in a place like a Dollar General versus maybe that locally owned grocery store?
You mean in terms of money leaving the community?
Right.
Yeah, so, you know, honestly, I'm not quite entirely sure about how Dollar General puts back into the community that they're there. I mean, certainly they have jobs of people who get paid in that local area, and they're serving the needs of the people who are in the community for the lower-priced items and access to more and better items. But, you know, certainly some of the money has to go back to the corporate office and the distribution centers, which would be money that would be leaving the community. You know, I don't know if anyone has ever done a study, though, looking to see about the actual dollar amount that that remains in the community when you have a store like this come. So I think that would be a very interesting thing for someone to actually get some good facts on to understand.
We're talking with Dee Warmath right now. She's assistant professor in the College of Family and Consumer Sciences at the University of Georgia. We're discussing the rise of Dollar General locations around the nation and what it may mean for your rural or even urban area.
And we want to hear from you, too, at 800-642-1234. Do you shop at dollar stores like Dollar General? If so, do you go in for a few items, or do you do all of your shopping there? If you live in a rural area, is this your only shopping option? Give us a call now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page.
We'll pick up the conversation in just a bit here on Central Time.
We're continuing our conversation with Dee Warmath, assistant professor in the College of Family and Consumer Sciences at the University of Georgia, and we're talking about the success of the Dollar General chain in rural and urban communities all across the United States.
And we want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Do you shop at a dollar store, and if so, why? Did it fill a need in your hometown, or did it push others out? Are you happy with the service they provide your community and the connections that they make? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or you can post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. And let's go to the phones, and Sarah in Wauwatosa is up. Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
Hi. Go ahead.
Well, I'm curious to hear what you would say about the quality of Dollar General's products. When I hear about these stores and their popularity, it kind of freaks me out in a way, because I feel like the quality of the products that people are kind of being convinced to buy at these stores is very low. And, you know, maybe a lot of them have been imported from foreign countries where either the labor laws are not something that we really should be supporting, or perhaps they're contaminated with chemicals and things that we wouldn't, you know, have here in the U.S. And I'm just curious to hear what you would say about that.
And Sarah, I'm curious, is that a perception you have, or is that something that you've read or heard is true?
That's something I've read.
Great. Thank you for that. And Dee?
I think that there is that possibility in a Dollar General store. I've had the same experience when I've gone in and looked at the products. And I think there's a lot of variation in terms of how well-maintained particular dollar stores, Dollar General stores are in different markets. And I think that there are two things that influence that perception. One is the environment in which the products are displayed, and I think the other is the products themselves. And I do know that Dollar General, in some of the recent things that I've read about them, is seeking to find better options. I think that their emphasis on their private label strategy is partly in response to wanting to be able to provide better products, but at the same low prices for the consumer. And I think they're also recognizing how they're going to have to satisfy that consumer and be able to meet their needs, not just convincing them to buy something one time that they may not enjoy when they consume it, but that they need to become that trusted resources with repeat purchases to get their same store sales up. And so I think that those are things that as a company they're recognizing, and as they are enjoying this success, that they're understanding that they can do more of and not have to rely on finding the absolute cheapest products regardless of what the product is or where they source it.
Thanks for that call, Sarah. Let's go now to Chris in Gurnee, Illinois. Hi, Chris.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
Thank you. Yeah, so I'm just commenting on this great topic, by the way. Just in regards to the rural areas, I think it really does a good job because it does bring jobs to the area, and especially the staff that's usually in there is very attentive. They know about the products that are in there. And you think about it from a convenience standpoint, consumers want convenience, and that really kind of gives that option, especially in rural areas, because you're not able to drive that 20 or 30 miles or 45 minutes to the nearest Walmart or something closer to that. So it does bring convenience to the consumer.
Well, thanks for that call, Chris. So that's a vote D for the fact that Dollar General is often going into places that there aren't a lot of other options.
That's right. And I do think that they understand their role in convenience and in serving those consumer needs in those places. And going into places, you know, again, not only is there not an option there, but other retailers, their financials just won't make that place viable for them. They need people to drive to the location where they can support the financials of their store.
Let's go from our southern neighbor to our western neighbor. Caleb is in Lanesboro, Minnesota. Hi, Caleb.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
Sure.
I have more of a comment, I think, than a question. I live in a town of about 700 or 800 people. We don't have a Dollar General, but several of the other smaller towns, 1,000 to 2,000 people around us, do. But they also have small grocery stores that have, you know, full produce, dairy, meat options. And I don't see the produce especially as an option at Dollar General. So more of a concern that if they're displacing these small grocery stores that offer fresh food, that's a detriment to those communities.
Thanks for that comment, Caleb. Indeed, that's actually something in preparing for this segment that I read a few times, that there's a concern not only that Dollar General might push out the local grocer where you can get fresh meat, fresh fish, fresh produce, but then if that happens and then the Dollar General leaves, then they're really in a wasteland as far as being able to find groceries.
Right. Yeah, that's true. Dollar General actually is experimenting with fresh produce at its stores. So I read an article about how they're testing that out in a number of stores to see how well that would perform in their locations. So I don't know what that holds for the future in terms of grocery, but I do know that one of the articles that I read was that grocery and beauty are two of those high-frequency categories that their performance really depends on. So they need to get these consumers back in their store often to make those stores viable. And I think that they're looking for more and more ways that that they can do that in their locations.
Dee, as we've talked with you before on the show, it's really a tough retail climate right now, and especially for brick and mortar, and even for chains that have been around for decades. You know, some are closing, some are closing some locations, struggling to keep others open. What are some of the major challenges in the retail industry that Dollar General seems to be able to get around?
Well, again, I think that Dollar General is focusing on those fundamental needs that people have, and I think that they're going into these marketplaces where they can be one of the few or perhaps the best option that's there, and then really emphasizing the price component of it. And as we heard from Sarah, that, you know, perhaps sometimes that's to the detriment of what they're offering their consumers, but, you know, hopefully Dollar General has the consumers' interest and their community's interest at heart at the same way they have the profits, and they're looking to address that in their stores so they can service them. And I think that they also have some flexibility. They're not going in and planting 200,000 plus square foot stores in these markets. These are smaller locations that they're able to go in, and they're able then to react if they need to react. And it feels to me from reading about them and looking at their performance that they understand the conditions that make them successful. And the categories and the type of service they offer in some ways is sort of the bulletproof a little bit to the shift to online, because in these communities they're not going to have same-day delivery of online purchases. And these are things where people are, oh, my goodness, I'm out of diapers. It's 8 o'clock at night. I need to get to a place where I can get this done, and I just want it to be the closest place possible. that's not a purchase that you're as likely to go online to handle.
And briefly, because we're running out of time, do you see other businesses trying to emulate the Dollar General model?
I think Dollar General's been able to kind of run under the radar for a long time. I think a lot of people don't look to Dollar General as a retailer they should emulate. But I think that there are some things that retail can learn from Dollar General.
And Dee, we appreciate you spending time with us as always.
Thank you for having me. I enjoyed it.
Dee Wormath is an assistant professor in the College of Family and Consumer Sciences at the University of Georgia. She's a former professor in the School of Human Ecology at UW-Madison. She joined us to talk about the growth of the discount chain Dollar General across America. And you can keep the conversation going over on the Ideas Network Facebook page. If you live in a rural area, what are your best shopping options? Is there a place to buy groceries, including fresh produce and meat in your town, or do you have to travel? And if a Dollar General has come into your community, do you see it as a positive or a negative? Post over on the Central Time Facebook page.
Coming up tomorrow on Central Time, birth rates in the U.S. are at record lows. We'll look at the reasons that young people say that they are waiting to start a family or deciding not to at all.
The unofficial end of summer is coming up, and you may be regretting not getting away on vacation. Don't worry, though. We'll talk with a guest who says that a staycation can actually be better for you, not to mention cheaper.
And we'll talk to a woman who's committed to running 30 marathons before her 30th birthday. We'll ask you about your goals.
That's coming up tomorrow on Central Time.